Our first reading comes to us from Joshua chapter 24, beginning in the first verse. Hear now the word of our Lord. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac. Now therefore revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." But Joshua said to the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good." And the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." He said, "Then put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and him we will obey." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made statutes and ordinances for them at Shechem. Our second reading comes to us from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Holy Spirit, come and dwell among us as we seek to find that quiet center in the midst of the chaos. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our hearts in such a way that our lives are transformed and we might more fully come to realize what it is to live for you. Oh God, I ask that you would use me as, in pain as I am in this moment, and as imperfect as I am, to convey your perfect word and your perfect love. In Jesus' name, amen. There was a meme I came across a few years ago while surfing social media, as one does. Perhaps you've seen it as well. It struck me as funny because, well, it's true. It is my reality. It read, "Fuzz." The adult version of head, shoulders, knees, and toes is wallet, glasses, keys, and phone. I'm afraid of what the answer might be if I took the time to try to figure out how much of my week I spend looking for my wallet, glasses, keys, and phone. It'd be difficult to calculate considering my short-term memory is getting progressively worse, and how in the world am I going to remember all the times I couldn't remember where I laid my wallet, glasses, keys, and phone in order to calculate and learn the result? Just ask the ladies in our church office. More than once, I have had to come back into the office after making it all the way to my car because I forgot one or all four of those items. Short-term memory. It's interesting that depression can affect our recall. So too can a lack of interaction and brain stimulation. And there are a number of studies that say that not setting aside time to allow our brains to process information and transfer it from our short-term to our long-term memory, thus inhibiting our ability to recall and to learn, is one of the many dangers of the inordinate amount of time we spend in front of screens. Yes, I sense the irony of that statement as I preach to you on Facebook Live. I share all of this to say that it occurs to me that the Israelites in our first reading from Joshua 24 are having a bit of a memory problem. I read excerpts of that chapter to you, but if you look at the chapter as a whole, Joshua reminds God's people of all that God has done for them. God promises that he will make Abraham the father of a great nation. He's carried them out of slavery in Egypt. He's provided for them as they've wandered in the wilderness. God has given them commandments. The divine has more than proven the character of God to be holy, loving, and faithful. Yet at every turn, the Hebrews have forgotten all about that and turned away and worshiped the gods of the lands they traverse. Three times, Joshua tells the people, be faithful to the Lord. Don't worship those other gods. Worship and serve the Lord your God. Three times he says this. And the people, having been reminded of who their God is and what he has done, three times state that they will be faithful and serve only him. Joshua repeats the offense and the faithful response three times to point out the importance of what he is saying, but also to cement in the minds and memories of the people who are too easily led astray, too easily forget who their God is and who they serve. And so as we reflect on this passage, I am left to wonder, what are the gods of our time that we too easily become distracted by and therefore cause us to become unfaithful to the God who created us just as he created Abraham, redeems us just as Jesus did for all those who came before and all those yet to come, and sustains us as we run the race before us? What are the gods we make for ourselves in this weary land? It's likely a long list for all of us, but it occurs to me that we most often are guilty of making an idol out of ourselves. Instead of worshiping God, we worship ourselves. Someone somewhere once said that God created humanity in God's own image, and ever since, humanity has been returning the compliment. Will Willimon writes, in our culture, we have so much encouragement to focus on ourselves, to keep taking our emotional temperature, to worry about ourselves. We've been told, in effect, that it's up to us to make our lives turn out right. It's up to us to fix the world. We live in a democracy where the people have great power in our hands. Didn't you feel great power surging through your veins when you voted? In such a climate, our great temptation is to put ourselves upon the altar rather than God. Ask someone why they go to church, I come to church to reflect upon my life, where I've gone wrong, what I need to do to go right. Church all too easily slips into being all about the self. If we're not careful, we make decisions in the life of the church based on what makes sense to us, what we're comfortable with, what we like, rather than seeking God's will and God's way. Willimon contends that our chief God substitute in the church is ourselves. In this passage in Joshua, the idol is named Baal. Our idol is me, myself, and I. And a surefire way to ascertain whether we are worshiping God rather than ourselves is to ask ourselves the question, am I undergoing transformation? Am I looking more and more like God over time, or is God beginning to look an awful lot more like me over time? Joshua, he stands before the people and he reminds them of who God is. God has never left them. God has never forsaken them. No matter how far away they wander, God is always longing to bring them back close again. Friends, we have a memory problem. Too often as we live our lives, we become focused on ourselves, but because we forget what Joshua was trying to tell the Hebrew people. God is with us. God loves us unconditionally. God has never failed us. And our God is one to whom we should remain faithful in any and all circumstance. May we serve the Lord our God, not ourselves. May we be less concerned with what makes sense to us, what we're comfortable with, and more concerned with what is the will of God. Amen.